Track 7, Beacon News. And this week is all about the impact Beacon has had on those who use its services. Two of Beacon's customers who attend the day centre in Stourbridge have said the following. I have a lot wrong with me, but I am still shining. I look forward to coming to the Beacon in Stourbridge on Wednesdays. Here at the centre we do crafts, keep fit classes and sometimes have lunch outside. Carers have changed over the years, but we still have lovely Jackie, the centre manager, who's always there for help if you need it. And the centre has helped many people over the years, and long may it be there for blind and partially sighted individuals. Another said, I've been attending the centre for nearly 3 years. I started to come after losing my husband. I was totally lost without him, and shortly after he passed, my mother also passed away. It was the worst time of my life, a nightmare year. My son arranged for me to attend the centre, and I loved the centre immediately. I felt part of a new family. Existing customers, staff and volunteers were so lovely. I enjoy all the arts and crafts that are available to do, and the enjoyment of coming to the centre makes me feel like my old self again. The different discussions and games we all take part in are part of the day I look forward to coming every week. Without this group, I would be totally lost and devastated. It has given me a new lease of life. I sincerely wish it remains open and thriving, as it means the world to me. Well, those are fine tributes. And the other item we usually bring is the Beacon bus whereabouts. And that bus will be back out in the community early to mid-January. And the dates and locations will follow in due course.